Are you tired of not knowing what to do with your fitness and nutrition? Do you struggle with the vast amount of information available? Well, let me welcome you to your one-stop shop for fitness and nutrition advice. Let's simplify the crazy with useful tips and tricks to help you achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott, and let's get started. And we are back. And guess what? I have some huge news that we are going to share today. So this will be a relatively short episode. And I there might be some tears. I will say there might be some tears on this episode. So just get your hankies ready, because this is the last episode of Scott Speaks Fitness. Oh my gosh. It's been a crazy journey the past couple years, and I appreciate everyone who has taken the time to listen, even to one episode, or to share it, or to like it on social media. I know it's been over in like 42 different countries worldwide. I mean, pretty amazing stuff. I mean, you know, more than I thought was ever going to happen with it. This is not the last thing you're going to hear from me. This is just the last Scott Speaks Fitness podcast, because what I plan on doing is pivoting to something more specific that I feel could help more people. And this is the plan here. So originally, if you go back to the beginning, what this was about was, you know, fitness and nutrition tips and tricks to help you get from point A to point B, and you know learning the basics of fitness and nutrition, because I thought that by educating people, by learning more about it, by giving you the tips of, you know, how much water to drink, or how much of this, or how many times to work out, I thought that that was really going to help people, which it does, by the way, it does help. But I thought that was kind of like, you know, where I should go with it. And I realized along the way that, you know, I love this concept of mindset and momentum. Those are really what I was talking about a lot of the time, is that people don't necessarily struggle with the, you know, oh, how many days a week do I work out? They struggle with just getting started. They struggle with just moving in the right direction and just getting started. Because I know that once you get moving, things work itself out. And I don't really need to worry about, there's so many people out there, right? Everyone talks about macronutrients or this supplement or this or whatever it might be. Everyone talks about it. And I feel that there's so much more out there that we're not talking about. And, you know, look, 72% of the country is overweight or obese. 42% are obese. Like, it's just, there's so many people out there who are struggling that need help. And what we're doing right now as an industry just isn't quite cutting it. And I feel that there is this principle out there that we are ignoring. And we just go right to the how, or we go right to the mechanics of fitness and nutrition versus the, well, how about we just get people started? How about we just get them moving in the right direction? And that is what I'm going to be talking about in my new podcast, The Power of Progress. You can hear the horn out there honking. Hey, Power of Progress. So The Power of Progress, it will be listed on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever else you may listen to it. So I'm going to get that up and running, but I wanted to kind of make sure everyone knew that this was moving over. I will still have all these episodes available on my website, and it still will be available on iTunes, Spotify. I'm just creating a new podcast with some new stuff. So look, if you're interested in this concept of, look, getting started, getting moving in the right direction, momentum, it's about the first 10 minutes, because we've all felt, I've talked about this before, we've all had this like, I don't want to go to the gym, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. But once you get there and you warm up and 10 minutes goes by, guess what? You feel like a different person. You feel less stressed. You feel better. You feel like, why didn't I want to start this in the first place? Like, I'll end a work shift after 8, 9, 10 hours, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is work out. But after I get moving for 10 minutes, I feel so much better. Everything, your mind feels better. Like, I don't know what it is, but you just feel so much better. And that is the power of momentum. And as you build this over and over and over again, you're going to find success. You're going to find that you can be successful with your goals. But the key here is that first 10 minutes in your day. The key is the first 10 minutes, because after that 10 minutes, you're not going to want to stop. You're going to keep moving forward. Don't think about the months of weight loss or all this other stuff. It's the first 10 minutes. You are 10 minutes away from your best day. You're 10 minutes away from achieving your goals. In reality, that's really all it takes, is that 10 minutes to get you in the right mind, to get you in that right mental state to move forward. Okay, so that is why I'm pivoting from Scott Speaks to The Power of Progress, which will be released very, very soon. If not already, who knows? Obviously, this is pre-recorded. So, you know, I hope that you transfer along and join me on this journey to The Power of Progress. Again, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you may listen to it, it will be on there. So that is the message for today, is that, you know, I hope you got something out of this. Obviously, if you listen to the episodes more than once, you will get more out of it, because repetition is key to learning. But moving forward, I think focusing on this momentum, this mindset of momentum, and getting you moving in that first 10 minutes is so important. More important than anything else in the fitness industry, almost guaranteed. Way more important than the macros or all this stuff. That stuff is obviously important, but you can't get to any of that unless you get started, unless you build momentum towards your goals. None of that's going to work. So that's where we're shifting. That's where we're pivoting to. So I hope you join me on this new, fresh journey, and we can build momentum. See what I did there? Build momentum along the way to get you to achieve your goals. All right. So have a great rest of your day, and I will see you on the brand new podcast, The Power of Progress.